This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with hosts Sammy Sage.
I'm having a relationship with my peach chef.
And Aileen Drexler.
I'm going to make you girls a hump day treat.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Aileen.
And you'll never guess where we are.
We're back.
We're back with our Dear DST and non-scale wins. And I don't know, anything going on before we start exciting with you?
So this is, we're pre-recording this a little bit. So as of when this comes out, you listeners, I think I should have signed on my house by now. Like, I closed finally after how long?
Months.
Oh my
very
God.
Very exciting.
Forever. The wild thing I was saying to Rusty is that, like, you know, the time goes by for us. Like, okay, just wait another month and another month. But the baby doesn't stop growing.
Right.
You know, and it just all had, like, it's all coming closer at the same time. And my brain isn't able to process that. I'm like between four and six weeks left.
Oh my gosh.
So technically, right? Because I'm like 33 weeks and it's like 37 to 40. It could happen.
You have a lot going on. It's really wild.
I have a lot going on, and I have to start going to the doctor like once a week, and but it's all good. I always do things like this to myself.
Yeah, it does feel like familiar. Like, let's up the pressure as much as we can.
I thrive in it. but I am excited, and it's just crazy times.
Right.
Feeling like an adult, you know?
Right. When this comes out, I'm going to be in Los Angeles with Aileen, and we'll probably be eating our way through. It's going to be amazing.
Where are you guys going? You're just staying in LA?
Yes, we are staying. We're staying in Santa Monica, and then we are doing two nights in Beverly Hills. And yeah.
Are you going to go to Sur?
No. Definitely not. I've been there too many times at this point. But
exactly.
That was the answer. I have a lot of reservations planned.
Really, in Craig's?
Yes.
I knew it.
Struggling to get that Nobu Malibu res, though. I have alerts on for every single day.
I love it.
Okay, well, I can't get a res. If anyone can help me out who's listening, please.
Okay.
I'm trying. If not, I guess we just won't go. And then
okay. It's so nice there.
I know.
Sorry.
I've been there and would like to go back. It's just
it's like, so nice.
Yeah.
It's just far.
Yeah. So Aileen and I are hopefully living it up. Right?
That's exciting.
At this moment I'm trying to book a dog ticket. I'm deciding if we're gonna bring one of the dogs.
Only one? Who gets the ticket? Is there a lot? Are you guys like making them fight for it?
We're deciding between Meryl and Bruce.
Oh, so Larry's not even in the
running. No, Larry's not even in the running. Like,
in the running?
No, he's not even in the running. He gets like the third. He gets the third. He's the newest dog. He does not get like oldest dog privileges.
No, he does not. Which one are you? How are you going to decide between Meryl and Bruce?
I don't know. I can't really decide.
Talent show.
Should I like audition them?
Yeah, yeah. Audition them. Make them bring a talent.
Well, Meryl's lighter. So that's one perk for her not to get, not to weight shame Bruce. No, it's just easier to have a lighter dog. Like, it just is. She's better behaved, but.
Okay.
No, she's not better behaved. She just, Bruce barks a little bit less. She doesn't bark that much, but I don't know. I don't know how either of them is going to take to being on the carrier in the plane. I don't know. We'll see. Find out by this time this episode airs which dog we brought.
That's exciting, though. Mother-daughter trip.
Yes. Shall be fun.
I have exciting trips to Costco and Home Depot in my
future. That is fun. That is exciting.
Let's do our listener non-scale win for this week.
Okay. Should I read it?
You read it, because I have a terrible cold. I'm so sorry for everyone listening who cannot. I can't breathe through my nose, so I'm doing my best here. Sammy, you read it.
Hey, ladies. I want to share my non-scale win with you. After a year practicing intuitive eating and dealing with periodic doubt and thoughts that plague me at times, like if it's all worth it, if it's even making a difference in my life, this weekend I recognized something great for me. I was spending time with family on July 4th, and my family was taking photos of me and my cousins. Later on, the photos were sent to a group message. Normally, I would not look at any of them and let them rot in the depths of my messages, or quickly scroll to photos that don't have me in them because I'm so terrified of what I might see, and the inevitable critiquing of my body that turns into restrictive eating. But I looked at them, and instead of picking apart my body, I was happy to have a memory of the day spent with my family. I even acknowledged my thick thighs in a positive light rather than a negative one. I can't remember a time in my life where I would look at a photo of myself without that hint of fear in the back of my mind of what I may see, and I'm celebrating this win. Love listening to you every week. It's a huge win. Photos are triggering. Photos are real. Photos, I believe, are, if there were no cameras, I actually wonder if there would be diet culture.
I think we've thought about that. Yeah, I know. I do wonder that too.
Photos, like, when you think about it, it all sort of comes down to every diet is marketed by the photo that you will look like. Like, otherwise you need to have the fucking diet inventor physically going to look at how much weight I lost. Here I am in 3D. Well, actually,
funny, if it wasn't for that, then the diet inventor would have to actually talk about what you're eating and how enjoyable it is, to sell you on it. And you can't hide that shit.
Right.
When you realize how little you may be eating or how unenjoyable it is.
And it's just less exciting if you don't. Because also, so much of the motivation to go on a diet comes from media images we see of thinner people and ourselves not, matching up in photos. I just wonder if it would even be worth it if there were no photos to motivate us, of other people or ourselves.
Well, I don't know. I feel like we would have other people's opinions, and we would have mirrors.
But if you had
it wouldn't be to the extent that it is now. I do feel like Weight Watchers does a really good job of not really using that gimmicky before and after kind of stuff.
Totally. But why does Weight Watchers need to exist? Because people are aspiring to look thin, like what they see.
Or they just want to lose weight because of, changes in their life.
Maybe, but would it be the industry it is what I mean. There would be weight loss.
Right. It wouldn't be the same. I know what you're saying. It wouldn't be diet culture. It would maybe be weight loss culture versus diet culture, body image culture. You know what's crazy? I've seen people say who are posting or they took a picture of a before and after, but they haven't lost weight between those two pictures, and they're saying oh my god, this diet company used my pictures without my permission to show my before and after, what's gonna happen with this diet, when in reality I didn't lose any weight between these two. I was just showing angles and lighting, and it's fucked up. Those before and afters really messed with my head. That's how they really got to me. But I don't want to talk about that today. I like this non-scale win because like a couple weekends ago, I think it was Father's Day, I was on the beach with my dad and my dad's girlfriend and Rusty, and I was standing next to my dad, and obviously I'm in a bathing suit looking V-pregs, and my dad's girlfriend took a picture of us, like, candidly, and then she sends it later, and obviously I'm just, like, looking at it, and I'm zooming in, and in that moment, I was like, you know, whatever. It's a nice picture I have with my dad, and I'm pregnant, and, like, I was like, yeah, my legs don't look the best, but whatever.
Right.
And it was like, I feel the same as this girl. Like, it was such a good moment, and it didn't affect me at all. I mean, maybe it affected me a little bit because I was Zooming. But you know when you get to the Zoom?
But it didn't have the same.
It didn't cause any, like she says, it doesn't turn me into restrictive in any way. In fact, I wore that bathing suit again. Or I bought it. I bought another color. And it just didn't really affect me that much. And I know, again, like, once I start moving the same way, like, all that'll change.
Right.
But what's your win this week?
My win is that I met people for the first time in my big body. Like, new people in person.
Wait, you met people. You've never met anyone
before. No, like, since I was in right. this body... And I was nervous because I was like, oh, I've never actually met somebody at this size.
New.
Right. Well, I've never met someone new at this size. Yeah. Who has who doesn't know that this is a weight gain, who doesn't know that I was thinner, who doesn't like have a different impression of me. And I was like, oh my God, like, I wonder if people will like see me as fat girl. Like,
what? But I'm assuming it's easier. To do that?
No, because I had sort of had in my head like, oh, like people think more hot. Like I had in my head the obvious, which is like people think more. Something I enjoyed about being skinny-er, but I was skinny, was I felt that no one would look at me and say she's fat. Like I confidently knew that. Like they wouldn't say she's so thin. But I knew that no one would categorize me as fat. And I do feel like now I am like in a category of that, like squarely, because I don't fit into normal clothing sizes mostly. So like there's objective evidence of that. And I think that like having people sort of like meet that body is a new experience for me.
And so how was it?
Totally fine. It was totally fine. I didn't even think about it once I started entering conversations. At that point, I was like, oh my God, what do I say? Who am I? No, I'm kidding. No.
Right, because again, like it really doesn't matter what they think about what you look like or not. You're just the same person.
Right, exactly. So
that's great. So your win is meeting people for the first time.
Yeah.
And not really like, and it was fine.
Right, exactly. It was fine. It was just like, okay. I am not the sum of what's on the scale.
I love that. Have you weighed yourself?
No. And I don't plan to.
I'm going to the doctor on next Thursday.
Oh, I wonder if I'll have to weigh myself at the ultrasound tomorrow.
Oh. I guess by the time this comes out.
It is what it is.
We'll find out. It is what it is.
Or I could just be like, don't tell me.
Yeah. Right.
It doesn't really matter. To what is happening. I'm not like getting I'm not doing something.
Right.
There's no procedure.
I guess you'll find out.
I guess I will.
This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, azo boric acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And azo dual protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on azoproducts.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more. Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Let's do a Dear DST, and I can read it, even though I cannot breathe. Dear Sammy and Aileen, my queens. Love it. I am such a fan of the podcast, and I can't even believe this is my first time writing in. You got long time listener, first time. What do they do?
Long time listener, first time writer, I guess.
Writer. Okay. You guys really got me through quarantine and this past year as I embarked on a new journey of practicing intuitive eating and taking better care of my body. It's been a long road, and throughout the past year, I have faced many hurdles that have gotten me a little off track from my journey, such as living in my sorority house, being constantly surrounded by food and an excess amount of drinking now that I am 21 and can go to bars. I remember those days. I'm now facing my next hurdle, moving by myself to start my job. I have had such a routine where I have where I always have time to exercise and go on a daily walk. Now that I'm going to be working an intense job and going to be a real adult person, I know I will not have the same amount of free time to fit in all this exercise time. It's giving me a little bit of anxiety because I have kind of become exercise obsessed because all the time that I had starting in quarantine. How do I adjust to a whole new city while also working to maintain my current routine? I know I'm going to need to adjust, but what's the best way to do this? Love you both so much. XOXO, new real world betch. She's so cute.
Yeah, I know. She's entering the real world for the first time. Good for her. No, okay. I know what she means.
She's going to be a real adult
person. Totally know what she means exactly. Like, it goes from like you have kind of all the time in the world and like everything's a little game. And then it's like, oh my God, I'm expected to essentially act in accordance with like the rules of 50-year-olds and the schedules of 50, like, you know what I mean? Like, here's the reality, I think, for her. You're not going to have the same routine because your life is about to change. And I think that that's okay. That is okay because it's happening. Also, I think the most important thing you can do is like let go of the perfectionism with the routine and the control around it and just sort of like take the next month or so of, especially the next month, to kind of like go with the flow. Do your workout when you feel like you can. Try waking up early one day to do it. Try doing it after work. Try like see what you're, I don't know if you're like part remote, where you can like sort of block off your schedule for an hour and do it during whatever time makes sense for you. So I think it's like embracing that, hello, welcome to the rest of your life. You know, yeah. It has its ups and downs. But this is, it's okay. It's okay that it's different than before because like eventually you might like things about it more. You might like really enjoy your morning walk to wherever you're going or your morning drive or like whatever routine you create surrounding your new real adult life. You might love that routine.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. Just like the idea, the acceptance that like just because your old routine isn't as possible anymore doesn't mean that there's not going to be a new routine. Like, and your advice of just taking the next month to feel it out without and letting go of that perfection is so on point because if you're holding on to this old routine that doesn't work for your new schedule, you're just setting yourself up for failure.
Right.
And setting yourself up just to beat yourself up. Like if you give yourself area to experiment and sort of just, you know, not say you're letting go. Like I know that feeling of like I exercise, I have my exercise, it finally works. And then now everything changes and then you just sort of fall off this wagon. Don't let yourself fall off the wagon. Just find different times, like you said, so that you can figure out what your new routine is.
Right. Just
and yeah. And like even though you said this is the rest of your life, this is just another phase of your life.
Right. I'm kidding.
No, but you know what I mean? Like your life is going to change so many more times.
Yes, it will.
After this. So even just considering this is like a practice in getting used to change.
Right.
And not, and like facing it without freaking out is just like a good life lesson.
Right. And you can try things out. Like maybe your daily walk is now to go get lunch and you can like try out different establishments in your neighborhood or like maybe you want a coffee every day and that's your walk in the morning or like whatever it is. Like I think that like you're totally going to be okay. Like you're going to be okay. You're going to like really have new opportunities and new things come up and I promise there is always time to work out. That's like what the entire revenue model of Equinox and SoulCycle and all these companies are. It's not because people who work in the real world do not have time to work out. It is definitely going to be different, but it is not impossible.
Yeah. So good luck with your new job. We love you so much too.
Yeah.
And, you're going to do great.
You're going to kill it in the real world. You're going to kill it in the real world.
I love it. Her new, this, she's a real adult person.
I know like what she means. Like, I completely understand what she means by I'm a real adult person. Like,
yeah,
Sometimes I don't feel like such a funny sometimes phrase. I have to remind myself that every day. I'm like, okay, you are a real adult person. You're going to sit in your meetings and you're going to get your to-do list and you're going to like properly organize your documents and
I'm going to catch up on my correspondence.
Yeah, I'm going to answer the emails and I am not going to ignore things that I know I need to do.
And yes, exactly. I need to go to bed at a reasonable hour.
Yes.
And yes, I'm a real adult person.
Right. I saw this really funny meme. It was like, it's so disappointing that like all the things you wanted to do as a kid that you could do as an adult are now... Like, okay, all the things you wanted to do as a kid are, like, all really unhealthy adult behaviors. And all the things that you want to do as an adult to feel, like, good are all the things that were punishments as a kid.
Right, right. Yeah.
I think the transition is so hard. Because, like, you have to fully flip that in your head.
Right. I think you have to find time for play and real adult person. As a real adult person, I think that's part of being a real adult person.
Right.
Say real adult person one more time. Real adult person.
It's real.
Yeah. Like sometimes if I'm like, oh, I just want to watch a show all day. And then I'm like, oh, I really got to go back to work.
Right. I'm like, oh, you're a real adult person. Ew.
And every time we do that, we like do robot hands too.
I'm a real adult person. I'm totally normal and I know exactly what to say and what is going on at all times.
Oh, God. Here is my business card.
Yeah.
Anyway,
here's
guys,
to adulthood.
Here's to adulthood. Thanks for listening to our show today. Email us your non-scale wins. Email us your dear DSTs. And the where you do that is DST@betches.com. Do not forget to go listen to Diet Starts Tomorrow back for seconds on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Go listen to Diet Starts Tomorrow back for seconds, now available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And email us. You have our email. Follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow, at Sammy, at Aileen, and we're always with you
through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong and Sean Kilby. Social media by Sydney Rafe. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com. EFOODS.com.
Betches.